91X News.
It's minus two and cloudy for Belleville. I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. There's a snow squall warning in effect for Belleville. Motorists in southern Ontario are being warned to be ready for poor visibility in the snow and blowing snow today. There has been a chain reaction crash causing Highway 402 in the Sarnia area to be closed. The snow band will be traveling up through the GTA this afternoon and reaching Trenton and will head towards Ottawa this evening. News from Kingston today. Corrections officials in Kingston are investigating the death of federal inmate 60-year-old Joseph Casey was found unresponsive in his cell at Joyceville Institution on Wednesday night. A Moldovan woman has come forward to defend the actions of the captain of the Costa Concordia. Dominicana Samotin says Francesco Chitino, the captain of the ship, saved over 3,000 lives after the cruise ship hit a reef off the coast of Tuscany. Chitino is currently under house arrest, facing possible charges of manslaughter, causing a shipwreck, and abandoning his ship. Hope your cereal has been fine these past few days, because for many infants, it hasn't been. Loblaws is recalling 8 varieties of infant cereals under the President's Choice brand label because they have an unpleasant rancid odor. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says the cereals have been distributed nationally and there is one reported illness linked to the eating them. Belleville police are investigating a robbery. The robbery occurred on Everett Street where a man said he was assaulted by 3 males, one bearing a knife. One of the suspects is described as a white male in his early 20s, approximately 6 feet tall, clean-shaven, wearing all-black clothing, with a hood over a black or gray ball cap. Also, police are looking into an attempted robbery. This took place just after midnight Tuesday morning on Octavia Street near Catherine Street. The female victim says she was walking when 2 white males approached her from behind. They had a knife and demanded money. The female escaped the situation and was not physically harmed. Police searched the area but did not find anyone. The men are described as in their late teens, wearing hoodies pulled over their heads. A woman has died after being hit by a vehicle in Oshawa. Durham Regional Police say the woman was crossing the street at Hillcross Street and Camelot Drive when she was struck at about 7:15 this morning. To Toronto Now, the defense lawyer for one of the 5 Toronto police officers accused of corruption worked to cast doubt on the testimony of a key prosecution witness today. Lawyer John Rosen says former drug dealer Christopher Quigley lied to those closest to him about why he was arrested and gave a faulty account to the actual arrest. The opposition says Liberal government's public sector wage freeze is so unfair it has led to the biggest union drives in Ontario since the Great Depression. The Liberals asked public sector workers to take a 2-year wage freeze in 2009, but imposed one on managers and non-union staff so that some workers got raises while others did not. The Supreme Court of Canada will not hear an appeal from a Toronto woman convicted in the starving death of her 5-year-old grandson. Elva Botno filed the appeal after Ontario's highest court upheld her second-degree murder conviction in the death of Jeffrey Baldwin. Texas Governor Rick Perry formally announced his suspending his presidential campaign Thursday, saying he will now support former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
There are 3 games to be played tonight in Junior A. The Division A leading Trenton Golden Hawks travel to Kingston to face the Voyageurs at 7 o'clock. Also, Oakville faces Brampton at 7:30, while Aurora take on Newmarket at that same time. In Empire B play, the Amherst View Jets play the Picton Pirates in the only game scheduled tonight. The Pirates top the Division A standings by 3 points over second place Campbellford. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning was back at practice Thursday after missing parts of Wednesday's workout with a stomach bug. Neither Manning nor coach Tom Coughlin was immediately able to say how Manning felt or to discuss his status for Sunday's NFC title game against the 49ers in San Francisco. Manning's inclusion on the Giants injury report Wednesday marked the first time this season that he had missed any work. The Giants seemingly were not concerned about Manning's illness. Guard and close friend Chris Snee said Manning is one of the team who could afford to miss a workout. Canada begins play in the CONCACAF Zone's Women's Olympic Qualifying Tournament today against Haiti. The women's team is competing with 7 other nations to qualify for the Olympic tournament, including the United States and Mexico. Canadian coach John Herdman says opponents will target star forward Christine Sinclair.
The keys are they're going to try and stop Sinclair. You know, that's so how you play Sinclair, where you play is going to be crucial, and having some fluidity around that as well.
Canada had a World Cup to forget last summer after going 0-3 and being eliminated in the first round. Carolina Maracci resigned as head coach of the women's team and was replaced by Herdman. That's sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91X weather.
Today we'll have periods of snow accumulating to 2 to 4 per centimeters, high minus 1. Tonight will be partly cloudy, clearing after midnight, a low of minus 12. Friday looks to be sunny, increasing cloudiness early in the evening, high minus 6. And don't forget that there's a snow squall warning for Belleville. It's minus 2 degrees. I'm Austin Mackay with Jose DeBarros, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.